Stick around for All Talk at 9 with Kevin Dietz. Then Focus with Paul W. Smith at noon on 760 WJR and on the WJR app. Now it's JR Morning. Here's Chris Renwick, Loy Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
One of our favorite times of the show on a Friday, we get to talk with our pal Jamie Edmonds.
Yes,
Jamie, good morning.
Ma'am.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Right, we're almost to bell ringing time, aren't we?
We are almost to bell ringing time, but who's counting? I have two more treatments left, and I can't wait to ring that bell.
Well, you sound good. How you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good because I'm on the back end of the treatment, you know, so I got to get another one on Monday. So I always feel like myself, then it's time for another treatment, you know?
Yeah. And after you have that treatment, I mean, how do you feel? Does it take a little while for you to kind of get back to yourself again?
Just sort of wiped out. And I'm grateful that, you know, this drug that scared me a whole lot.
Yeah.
So far, it's just been fatigue.
Okay.
That has been sort of the side effect that I'm facing with this one. And that is something that is manageable and I can do.
And that's the Red Devil is what they call it, the treatment.
Right.
So that's a heavier dose of the chemo.
Yes.
Treatment. And
the way they explained it yesterday, I was at the oncologist yesterday. This is a powerful drug, more powerful than the other one.
Okay.
But the other one I felt worse on. So I don't know what's going on over here, but I'll take what I can get.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
And so like, what do people generally feel when they get on the heavier dose, the heavier drug?
Oh man, there's what I'm finding is everyone is different in terms of their biology and things, but there are some side effects that aren't pleasant. There's nausea, there's sort of just a lot of things, mouth sores and a lot of things that I haven't experienced. Do you hear me knocking?
Thank God for that.
It's a very loud knock.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the podcast,
yes.
Jamie's Journey, tell us about the podcast that happened this week.
So I did a couple this week. One was about eyebrows, a whole pod about eyebrows, you guys. It's very important to me. One of the first calls I made was to this lady who does microblading and micro shading, which is just sort of like it's not a tattoo, but it's kind of like a tattoo.
Okay.
So your eyebrows are more full when you're a healthy person.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I was like, well, then that should help me a little bit when I'm losing all my hair to have a little template. So I have some eyebrows. So she was really great. And she came in on her off day to do it for me. So she's one of my angels. And we talked all about eyebrows. And she told me at the end to keep the faith. And I'm like, well, keep the faith and your eyebrows. So that's what I named that podcast.
I never thought about losing your eyebrows.
No.
I mean, it makes sense. I just never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you guys, I knew I was going to lose my hair. And then when one of the nurses said eyebrows and eyelashes, that was a really hard moment for me. I cried to my mom about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my gosh, so I'm going to lose my hair on my head and on my face. I'm going to look like an alien. And she said, you know, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to grow back. But I tried my hardest to try and keep some normalcy with the eyebrow lady.
Yeah.
And then the other podcast that dropped yesterday was with a medical oncologist from Sloan Kettering, who we had some fun. We laughed and she talked about her book. She wrote this book called Calming the Cancer Chaos.
Okay.
And it has like a workbook attached. And it is very informative. I wish I had it right when I was diagnosed because it tells you the terms that you're about to hear. And it tells you sort of how to keep track of all of your files and your scans. And it's just a really great conversation and it really prepares you for what's ahead.
And like I said all the time, that the podcast is helping so many people and people are listening to it, getting, you know, feeling better about themselves as they go through these types of issues. And then now talking to this person from Sloan Kettering and talking about, you know, this workbook and those things, those are some things I'm sure people didn't know about and that's going to help somebody as well.
I mean, I hope so. Like I said, the messages that I'm getting from people are just sort of so beautiful and make me think this is all worth it. I recently just got a message from a friend of mine, someone I know, texted me and said, thank you for keeping it so real. My mom is also affected by cancer and your content has been so valuable. So hopefully me putting all this stuff out there about, you know, eyebrows and talking about cancer issues with oncologists and experts is helping.
Well, it's good to hear you're feeling well at the moment. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of chemo treatments remaining, and then we're ringing a bell and
go to the next phase.
Yeah, but
do you guys want to tease an upcoming podcast? Maybe
I don't think that's for us to do.
The upcoming podcast coming up on next Thursday, July 2nd, is with people you know. One is named Chris and one is named Lloyd.
We got an invite to the pod.
We did. It was great. It was excellent. It was just good for us to be together again like we are this morning. It's just great. You know, we just hit the ground running. We love each other and we just kind of do our thing, you know?
Yeah. And you know, again, it's like all these different facets of life. You've got your family, you've got your friends, and it's like, you know, the people that you work with are...
You see them a lot more, sometimes more than you see your family.
Right. So having that support
sometimes
system is
good. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
Yeah,
that
and
was
I just thought,
cool.
let's all chat. Let's all sit down and chat because, I mean, you have been going through it in some way with me because I left a show that we were on. So
right.
I thought, let's talk about it, and we're going to. And I think we had some fun. We had some laughs.
Definitely.
And that comes out on July 2nd.
And by the way, true to her journalistic integrity, she did not provide any forward questions.
No, she did
we got
not.
No advance.
Nope.
We got nothing.
That's not how
Jamie.
I work.
that's not how I work.
Not how she gets down.
All right. I don't know if you heard. We did some of the foods that you can get at the World Cup. Just give me a yay or nay on these. Are you ready?
Okay.
Fancy AF tots in Miami. 3 fried hash browns topped with caviar and creme fraiche and chives. Yes or no?
100%.
Yes. The empanada mundial, also in Miami. 5-pound chicken and cheese empanada.
Too much food. No.
The Twinkie cheeseburger in Los Angeles. Cheeseburger topped with a bacon-wrapped jalapeno stuffed with brisket and cream cheese.
No. Out.
Out. The short rib poutine in Vancouver. Fries, gravy, pulled short rib, and cheese curds.
I'd try that. Once again, that seems like too much food to me, but I'd try that.
It is a little heavy. And the maple bacon smoky in Vancouver as well. Smoked sausage topped with bacon, onion jam, and maple syrup.
No, thank you. No. But have you guys seen these things of the Europeans in our country trying American things?
Oh,
it's hilarious.
It's the best.
And loving ranch.
I love it.
And smuggling ranch. Trying
Did
to
you
get
hear about the ranch?
Ranch back.
Have you seen that?
I've heard about the ranch.
They're like,
I've heard about them. Going nuts for Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, big deal.
Bucky's.
Bucky's, yep.
But they're trying to, they're like buying bottles of ranch at the grocery store and trying to bring them back on the plane.
And
the TSA's like, no.
No.
That's too much liquid. You can't bring 6 bottles of ranch back on your carry-on.
You got to pack that. You can't carry that on.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
They're taking pictures at grocery stores in front of the, you know, the ranch section.
One of my favorite videos is of an English fan at Old Country Buffet. No, not Old Country Buffet.
Waffle
Cracker
House?
Barrel. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Eating biscuits and gravy. And he's like, what is this? This is the greatest thing that I've ever eaten in my life. It's so funny.
I also saw maybe someone from England being like, the portions in America are so huge.
Yeah. I saw this AI video and they were like, why can't we have free refills here like they do in the United States? I want another, you know, soda or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah,
it's, man, there's some overconsumption over here, and that
we definitely.
And now they're
stands
getting,
out now.
Yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's like a great aside to the games and to all the excitement about what's going on the pitch.
Yeah,
but to actually have these people try the cuisine, go around, drink the drinks is a cool part to all this. You dialed in?
I'm dialed in. I'm a soccer fan now. I was watching Turkey A beat USA.
Turkey A. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Turkey A. Jamie, have a nice weekend. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully. I'm so glad you're feeling well. It was nice to see you yesterday.
Yes.
And we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
See ya. That's Jamie Edmonds coming up next. Yes, still more show to go. The Hanna Center, the oldest aging services center in the state of Michigan. We'll talk to the president and CEO. It's JR Morning.